Is this one ready yet? He said no. This one needs more time. So I brought up the bottom line again, and he looked at me with that drawn, slanty expression that he saves for particularly nagging topics, like money, dissatisfied mainframes, or world domination. Brace's ear was starting to twitch, and I noticed his hand was reaching into his pouch, so I politely turned away while he fixed his pattern. When he looked back up, I could see the change in his eyes. Oh, and by the way, I said, there's water. As I walk in through the loading compartment, Miles catches up to me with the best of the day's pull for my perusal. The grains are fine, but they lack the rich burgundy color of the fresh ore that we used to obtain in great abundance from this waning site. Miles, eagerly awaiting my reply, turns and runs when my forehead begins to break out in thorns. My displeasure is difficult to hide because of the new medication. Top of the Gates building, Brace enters his priority access code, jacks in. He wasn't looking forward to telling Georges about their need for a new acquisition, but they were running out of time. Ever since they added the S to the George 5000 mainframe supervisor, decisions have been quite difficult to process.
Word problem.
Brace guessed that it had been a return political favor that had gotten Levi Safran's artificial intuition algorithm added to the programming of George, along with the likes of Lakshasi Gesu, Marla Elkinson, Bob Orff, Jonathan Rorden, William Gates, and Mamasoko Asuk. Must be nice having your patterns of interpretation graphed and etched into silicon to rule over multitudes, Brace thought bitterly, as he groveled for a few well-armed mining vessels.
That's incorrect.
But it's a blue planet, he countered. Enough water to finance the entire operation and still come out dripping wet. Brace was winning points on this one. He could feel his tail beginning to wag in anticipation. They would give him what he wanted. He could feel it in his cartilage. This one was going to be a major success, and his name, Brace Wilcox, would be written all over it. I was busy sharpening my teeth when a message came through from Brace. We're in business, it said. Prepare for another takeover. As the particles dissipated, another message came through on the heat fax, giving some general information on the target planet. Surface water, 71%. Excellent. Iron, quartz, uranium, lead. This should be quite a haul. Minimal volcanic activity, nitrogen-based atmosphere. Well, we probably won't have to leave the vessels anyway. Several million species. Mobile and stationary, primarily surface dwelling, technology class 4. Well, no big deal. We'll bring a few roach motels, maybe some microwave spray, make a clean sweep, and get right down to business. I made an impression on my new bitboard with my upper row and decided I should do some more sharpening. Always pays to come prepared in case I have to chew somebody's ass out. That Miles character would be a good candidate. I'd like to see what his flesh would taste like with a little preparation. But enough. The mainframes are waiting. Acceleration was quick, and that made it pretty uncomfortable for those of us who had to stay conscious through the whole process. The other crew members should be coming out of stasis just about now. We're picking up a few binary transmissions from the surface, like the kind our ancestors used for long-range communications. A few of my crew members are sensitive to those frequencies and are having to turn down the receptors to avoid dizziness. Good. This is consistent with our information about the technology level of the dominant land species. We should have no trouble asserting our right to utilize this planet. We are approaching the dark side, and a few areas of the landmass below are giving off a faint glow. Give me a close-up of that group of islands. 10 times magnification. Another 10 times. Alright, good. Their primary form of transportation seems to be land-based vehicles with very few creatures in each. The vehicles and the dwellings all seem to be weakened by portals made of glass. This could be an illusion, but I don't think their technology would allow for an illusion of such a grand scale. There are quite a lot of this one species on this island. All right, send down a sonic bomb to take out the glass, and then spray them. Maybe later we can put down a few motels for the stragglers. This is too easy, Jed, my tail partner, complained. As all the lights on the island went out, millions of the creatures melted like butter on a ready lunch. Now you see what we're up against, folks. I get a few chuckles. I know many of you have never faced dangers as great, or tasks as insurmountable, as the conquering of this great nation, a nation which in the eyes of our forefathers... I was getting more than a few inkjets and coffee mugs thrown in my general direction, so I gave up on my great commander routine and issued orders to make some concentric orbits, sending down the sonic bombs and following up with microwave spray. It was working quite well. The hydrometer showed that our vacuum orb, almost the size of this planet's moon, was almost full, and we have only just finished emptying the largest of the oceans. I've been trying to figure out where the mix-up happened in determining the depth of the water masses that need to be transported. Luckily, the actual figures will put us farther in the blue than we expected, so this particular game of Pass the Buck has been a bit more lighthearted than last time. This morning, we had one casualty when the steel decomposition vehicle tore a sleeve. One crew member got shredded ply fiber caught in his gills and could not be saved. The others were exposed to the planet's atmosphere, which seems to have done them no harm, but the smell was horrendous, and they have been transported back to the main ship for observation. Other than the fact that we will have to make a return trip for the rest of the water, we are right on schedule. Thanksgiving.